Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts with the third programme in my new series, The Golden Years. That's the golden years of popular music that roughly spanned the three decades from the 30s through to the 50s. And this week I shall be concluding my focused look at those songwriters who, though their names were not familiar to many outside the music world, contributed some of the most memorable music ever written. And the two songwriters I've selected for today's programme are Jerome Kern and Harry Warren.
Why was I born? Why am I living? What do I get? What am I giving? Why do I want the things I don't hope for? What can I hope for?
Jerome Kern's Why Was I Born, with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, sung there by Lena Horne. Like so very many of Jerome Kern's songs, it was written for a show. Indeed, for many, his name is synonymous with musical theatre, and his compositions are prominent in more than 100 stage works that included a number of Broadway and Hollywood musicals. And the song I chose, Why Was I Born, Kern wrote for the 1930s show Sweet Adeline. As well as working with Oscar Hammerstein, inevitably he collaborated with a number of other talented lyricists, one of whom was Ira Gershwin. And it was this successful musical collaboration that created the songs for the 1944 Hollywood film Cover Girl, starring Gene Kelly and Rita Hayworth. One of the memorable songs that emerged from Cover Girl was Long Ago and Far Away. Countless artists have recorded the song over the years, but I've chosen a recording from one of the very first versions. From 1944, here's Joe Stafford.
Up and down.
the dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I had longed for long ago was you.
Joe Stafford, who liked to be known as G.I. Joe because of her love of performing for U.S. servicemen during the Second World War and Long Ago and Far Away. Her early musical background records that she turned her back on 2 years of operatic study to join her two older sisters in the early 1930s who, as a country singing group, were performing as the Stafford Sisters. Before her 20th birthday, she left and joined another group, the Pied Pipers, who soon after joined the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, backing such artists as Frank Sinatra. In 1942, not long after the tie-up, Jo herself was occupying solo spots. Clearly she was going places, and her association with arranger Paul Weston led to marriage and further solo recording successes. During the 15 years, 1940 to 1955, she was hailed as one of America's top five artists. Returning to Jerome Kern, it's reported he disliked jazz and was keen to promote his brand of popular music as anything but. However, that wasn't to prevent jazz musicians and singers from adapting a Jerome Kern song to their style, and on occasions turning some of them into jazz standards. So I'm going to conclude this all-too-brief contribution of Kern's significant contribution to the music of the Golden Years with one of those jazz adaptations. However, before that, just a little about what's ahead in future programs of this 10-part series. My next program will feature an essential element of much of the music that went to make the Golden Years the significant and truly memorable years they have since become. I'm referring to the swing element, so don't miss it because I promise you a swinging time from start to finish. And looking to the following week, the series' halfway point, in fact, I shall be devoting programme number 5 entirely to the work of British songwriters and their significant contribution to the golden years of popular music and song. Ivor Novello, Noel Coward, to name but two. But back now to Jerome Kern and those jazz adaptations he reportedly disliked. The one I've chosen is, in my view, one of his loveliest songs, The Way You Look Tonight.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you. And the way you look tonight, with each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Oh, lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
I wonder if Kern really would have objected to that great version from Clear Teal. It sounded pretty good to me. And I'll be talking more about Clear Teal in Programme 5 when I feature her again then. The Way You Look Tonight originated from the film Swing Time and in 1936 won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. It has since, justifiably, become a standard. I want to move on now to the last of my focus looks at the songwriters of the Golden Years, and notably in this case, the great American songbook, Harry Warren. Unlike Jerome Kern, who composed the music and collaborated with a number of different lyricists, Harry Warren was both composer and lyricist. That said, some of his most successful and memorable songs came from working on film scores with other lyricists, of which Johnny Mercer and Ira Gershwin were but two. And whilst Kern was the son of Jewish immigrants to the United States, Warren was the son of Italian immigrants. During a long career in the music industry, where he wrote for over 50 feature films and published more than 500 songs, a number of them became chart toppers. Here's Mel Torme with a Harry Warren and Al Dubin song from 1935.
You've heard about Margie, heard about Dinah, heard about Susie, but ooh, 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 gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best, Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere, gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere, Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get my tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best for Lulu. I gotta find a few bucks somewhere, polish up my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boot in there, Lulu. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Aldous regrets that he won't be around. You can tell my friends not to call, I won't come back till the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town.
Yes, Mel Torme and Lulu's Back in Town from the 1935 film musical Broadway Gondolier. Another of Harry Warren's compositions has been recorded countless times by countless artists, and it has to be said draws equally for its success from the memorable lyrics of Johnny Mercer, who himself recorded it. And the records tell us that Mercer got his idea for the song from listening to a Baptist minister's sermon, when to his congregation he preached the message, you got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. It was applied to Harry Warren's music, and as the saying goes, a song was born, and featured in the 1944 film Here Come the Waves.
The positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with this or in between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the way, Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate
blessed with Mr. In Between.
Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Accentuate the Positive, a version by the Four Freshmen, with the orchestra accompanied and directed by Billy May. And I took that track from their 1961 album, Voices in Fun. The Four Freshmen were an American vocal harmony group that I have enjoyed for many years, so much so that I was present at one of their final concerts during their farewell UK tour, when they hung up their voices and retired after near on 50 years of performing and recording. As their performing name suggests, they first met at university when studying music and founded the group in 1948. Well, I'm drawing near now to my allotted time, but before I select my last choice from my necessarily brief dip into the Harry Warren songbook, a reminder of the contact details for anyone who might wish to comment. No change, direct to me via email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by any other conventional methods via Campus FM. With music by Harry Warren and lyrics by Warren's longtime writing partner Al Dubin, one of the great Warner Brother musical films of the early 30s must surely be 42nd Street in 1933. With such memorable songs as I Only Have Eyes for You, We're in the Money, Lullaby of Broadway, and of course the title song itself, 42nd Street. It is not surprising, then, that when a Broadway stage revival premiered on August 25, 1980, its success was assured. So much so that it carried off awards for choreography, costumes, and Best Musical. In 1984, it premiered in London's West End with equal success, and will ever be associated with its wonderful toe-tapping dance sequences that had audiences leaving the theatre wanting to toe-tap their own way home. So what is to be my final Harry Warren, Al Dubin choice of song from that show? Again, there are so many to choose from, so I decided to make my choice from a recording made by one of today's many talented artists. Here is Diana Krall, and You're Getting to Be a Habit with me.
Kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I just can't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Diana Krall and You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me from 42nd Street. Canadian pianist and singer Diana Krall is one of today's talented artists who, like others, has successfully helped to demonstrate that the music born in the golden years is a musical genre that not only lives on today, some 80 years since its birth, but will also continue to be enjoyed well into the foreseeable future. And Harry Warren, one of those who helped create it all, born Brooklyn, New York, in December 1893, died aged 87 on September the 24th, 1981. That's it, folks, for another week. Join me again next time when I shall focus entirely on that wonderful element of golden years music that we know as swing. Samuel again joins me from the other side of the microphone in thanking you all for being with us, and I thank him for keeping it all together, technically, once again. So until the next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.